Dan Carell, CEO of the Digital Commerce Alliance, and this is Commerce Code, a bi-weekly digital commerce podcast for leaders in card linking, loyalty and digital marketing, mobile wallets and payments, and financial data. Thanks for joining this running conversation with leaders in the industry. And if you like this podcast, come join us at a Digital Commerce Alliance event. You can learn more at www.digcomall.org. This week on Commerce Code, I'm talking with Brett Watson and Jeff Hudson of the Coupon Bureau and Avinash Chukka of Cardlytics. Listeners to Commerce Code will all know who Cardlytics is. They were a pioneer and primary player in the CLO or card-linked offer industry from the start. The Coupon Bureau, however, might be news to some listeners, but you're likely to hear more about them and more from them in the coming months and years. The Coupon Bureau is a nonprofit industry association, like DCA CardLinks, that was created to develop and promulgate a universal standard for digital coupons. Now, if you're a nerd, like me, and want the details, it's called the Universal Coupon AI 8112 standard. As the Coupon Bureau says, their mission is to seamlessly connect manufacturers, retailers, and consumers with secure, cutting-edge coupon solutions. In short, they're digitizing something that has been paper for a very long time. Notice the word manufacturer in there. A key piece of this is product brands who would otherwise be issuing paper coupons. Well, this new standard creates a secure digital standard for them to use that merchants can recognize, and it will allow Cardlytics to bring new offers to consumers through their platform. Avinash from Cardlytics is the one who brought the Coupon Bureau to my attention. I'm looking forward to a great conversation. Stay tuned for a deep dive into digitizing coupons, a conversation with Avinash Chukka of Cardlytics and Brett Watson and Jeff Hudson of the Coupon Bureau. This episode of Commerce Code is brought to you by Augeo, a global leader in engagement platform technologies that create compelling experiences, foster people connections, and cultivate brand advocates worldwide. With more than 45 years of experience, Augeo empowers Fortune 500 companies to deliver extraordinary brand experiences for employees, consumers, channel partners, subscribers, and members. Fueled by a holistic engagement ecosystem across workplace engagement, experiential, social activation, customer loyalty, and digital asset experiences, Augeo's mission is inspiring people to achieve more, one interaction, transaction, and experience at a time. Augeo. Engagement unleashed. Brett, Jeff, and Avinash, welcome to Commerce Code. It is great to have you. Where are you each joining us from?
Hey, great to be here. So I am joining you from Dallas, Texas.
This is Jeff Hudson, and I'm joining you from the great state of Hawaii.
And this is Avinash. Great to be back. And I'm joining you from San Francisco Bay Area.
Terrific. We're excited to jump into this conversation. And, you know, Avinash, you're a Commerce Code veteran. I had to look. I think it was episode like 169 that you were on not that long ago. But this is the first time that we've had the Coupon Bureau folks on Commerce Code. And so, Brett, I just wanted to start by getting some of the background on the Coupon Bureau and what you're focused on. I'll just say, for starters, it might sound like you're kind of an old school organization. That is far from the truth. This is about digital innovation. And I would love to get our Commerce Code listeners to kind of dig in on and learn a little bit from you on what you were created to do and what you're doing.
So you're right. You know, the Coupon Bureau does kind of sound like maybe an old stodgy organization, but we are relatively new. We were created in 2020 to solve a problem with regard to manufacturer coupons. Coupons aren't really that sexy, haven't really been that sexy. And we're kind of hoping to change that. And before we existed, manufacturer coupons were really relegated to paper format. So if a brand wants to distribute a manufacturer coupon to a consumer, they have to do so in a paper vehicle, which you can imagine from a brand perspective limits your advertising opportunities so significantly. And then from a shopper's perspective, then they have to carry it around in their purse or their pocket. In my prior company, I worked at a coupon print at home technology company, and I worked in customer support, and I would have shoppers email us all the time that were so offended that they could put their boarding pass on their phone to board a plane, but they can't put their Cheerios coupon on their phone. It's a problem that we shouldn't have in 2024. So The Coupon Bureau worked with the industry associations within the coupon industry to come up with a superior coupon mechanism that would allow for manufacturers to distribute a manufactured coupon in a digital form. And then while we were solving for the vehicle in which a coupon could be used, we went ahead and we solved for some other like inefficiencies that were associated with the current standard of manufacturer coupons. Today, manufacturer coupons are really wrought with fraud. They're very easy to manipulate. They're very easy to replicate. So that was one of the other things that we were really looking to do with regard to coupon innovation.
Yeah, the replication thing, I mean, it's probably too simple to say it's a matter of getting a color photocopier, but it's along those lines, right? I mean, for a traditional paper coupon, it was, I know that fraud has been a big problem. And with the digital platform, there's kind of a real opportunity there. So maybe we just in general, you know, you're trying to solve a few different problems with this. Like fraud is one of them. You've mentioned a couple others. Like what are the main problems that this is meant to solve? In addition to, and I got to say, I'm a partisan for Honey Nut Cheerios, right? So I might get a little bit hot if I can't get my Honey Nut Cheerios thing into my digital wallet. But what are the problems in addition to sort of digitization on the one hand, and then you've got the fraud thing. What else, you know, are you trying to solve problem-wise?
Yeah, I would say that those are probably the two main problems that we were trying to solve. And there's some other inefficiencies with regard to the current paper manufacturer coupons, one of which is product validation. Today, manufacturer coupons have to be product validated by groups of products. So they're called family codes. And it may be that your family codes aren't set up completely correctly or efficiently. And so while you would like to maybe coupon on a product so that you can make sure that your shoppers are really intending to purchase that brand new flavor of product. Sometimes it's not because of the way you have to validate today. You can't make that coupon valid for only that new flavor. So it could be that the coupon is intended for strawberry Cheerios, but you have to allow the coupon to be valid on, you know, all Cheerios brands. In our new standard, we are able to validate down to the UPC, which is the specific product code. So now you have more flexibility as a marketer to make sure that your coupons are valid on only the products that you want them to be valid on. And the other thing that we kind of work to solve is that settlement on coupons can take a very long time. It's very inefficient. And with universal coupons or our new standard of coupons, we settle through electronic files, which can just speed up the financial part of the settlement process.
I think the other thing, Brett, I would add to that is just the ability to universally at any retailer execute a coupon with one effort of a campaign creation versus now they're relegated to doing coupons like campaigns store by store a lot of times because of the segmented ecosystem. So just kind of breaking down those walls and just enabling an easy execution, a faster, more efficient execution is really big for these brands. Some of these brands have, you know, 1,000 SKUs and brand teams everywhere. And you can imagine the coordination and then adding in the time it takes to execute on paper. And then, you know, you have to plan 6 months in advance and then you got to wait 2 months for your reporting to come back from your clearinghouse. Nobody wants to operate that way anymore. So that's part of what we're solving.
I'm interested to hear from you guys as to like what some of your early experiences have been, you know, what maybe reactions have been. You've done some pilots and everything. And so I'd be interested to hear about that. I'm sitting here kind of thinking about, you know, what are the remaining parts of the world that haven't been digitized yet? Because we're sitting here at least 20 more than years after something like this was theoretically possible. But, you know, there's lots of reasons why systems can remain, you know, the way that they've always been in some cases because, you know, it was good enough or whatever. But it is really interesting to consider, Jeff, as you're talking, thinking about like advantages to merchants and the number of SKUs and everything. And kind of what's going through my head is, you know, there's organizations out there that run giant printing machines that pump out, you know, coupon sheets and all that. And it's amazing to consider that, right? When you think about how much of our world is digitized and there are huge advantages that we probably haven't even thought of to just creating this, you know, secure, but far more portable format. So I would love to hear from kind of either of you guys on what have been some of the early experiences that you've had and what have you learned?
you know, with any new technology, we have learned so much. We learn every day, really. With every pilot, with every connection, we learn and grow. And it's kind of cool because we are an association, because we are a not-for-profit organization, we really have the flexibility to meet the needs of our stakeholders and meet the needs of our manufacturers and meet the needs of our retailers. And so, you know, we, even though we are still in the very early stages of what Universal Coupons is going to be for the market, our product as Universal Coupons has already evolved so much since our inception to make sure that we are meeting those needs of our manufacturers and of our retailers. I think one of the cool things that we kind of learned and had to adapt to is for our retailers, you know, their shopper experience was one of the most important things to them. And one of the concerns they had is because we are in this digital world, we have to have network connectivity, right? To make sure that this all happens appropriately. And sometimes they do have some local network outages or network blockages. And so what we did is we created the ability for them to hold a certain amount of the coupon data locally so that if there was a network outage, that those coupons could still be redeemed because they could be validated in that local space. So that's just one small example of how we have been kind of learning and growing for our stakeholders.
Yeah, Jeff, do you have any thoughts, I guess, on, you know, there's a related thing, which is what are you most excited about, right? I mean, when you start a project like this, and it started several years ago for you, you have one conception of what's going to happen, but it's never quite, you know, what the way it really happens always involves more and it's different. I wonder how you think about, you know, what are you excited about now?
We would need five podcasts to go through all of them. I think one of the ones that jumps out in my mind is, you know, I come from the digital advertising world and I've been executing campaigns digitally in my career since, you know, the late 90s. So digital attribution, I just kind of took it for granted that this was done a generation ago. And then I come into this coupon world accidentally through a couple different business ventures. And I find myself looking at an industry that doesn't really have the ability to do proper attribution at the user level for their campaigns, you know, primarily in paper, right? Because you can't serialize the volume of paper that goes out for some of these circulars nationwide. So, you know, from an advertising perspective, I get really excited about that. And then the other thing that really excites me is, you know, bringing in technology to democratize the process of couponing for small and emerging brands. I get, you know, over the last 4 years, I've taken almost every inbound inquiry from a brand that has happened. And I've, you know, probably half of them have been really small emerging brands that are, you know, mom and pop operations that came up with a better hot sauce, you know, that's out of a family farm scenario, or just a cool local brand that you want to support. And they don't really have the ability to work with these larger scale coupon companies because they don't do enough volume. Along comes a tool like this and a platform like this, they can do it themselves. It's not complicated. And they can have the same access to marketing tools that the bigger brands have. And I get excited about those kinds of stories.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, there's a sense in which we all experience anything in paper, you know, as like simple. But when you're talking about a commercial operation, paper can really complicate life, right? And so you're able to build something in your environment, in the digital environment, that can be so much more accessible to merchants, to manufacturers, you name it, like can serve people better.
Yeah. And if I could build on that, one of the things that I get really excited about, and it's kind of the reason why we're here and how we got partnered with Cardalytics, is because we have this foundational technology in place, it allows for so much innovation in the technical advertising space. We have had so many companies that have discovered Universal Coupons that are sampling companies or brand loyalty app cards. And there are all these digital advertising companies that are already speaking to shoppers in a digital space, whether that's through media or loyalty cards or CRMs, and they are able to use Universal Coupons to make their product offering to their CPGs more valuable. And so as they're talking to these shoppers in these digital channels, now we can kind of move from consumer awareness to shopper activation. And so that innovation that we're seeing occur in the market is really cool and it's fun. And I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit because we're going to tee up Avinash here soon, but it really is a foundational technology that is allowing for the Avinashes and the technical innovators of the world to be able to use coupons in a new, better way.
Commerce Code is brought to you in part by VantageScore. 8 of the top 10 banks and over 3,400 leading banks and fintechs use VantageScore to predict and manage repayment risk. Learn more about the latest advances in credit scoring and how to grow your lending business by leveraging financial inclusion at VantageScore.com.
This conversation, Avinash, started with you and, you know, with Cardlytics kind of saying, hey, this is a really interesting thing going on that Commerce Code's listeners should be aware of and learn more about. And so I would love to know your plain English version of, like, where does Cardlytics fit in? And then we can talk a little bit about, like, what is that, you know, what's it going to feel like to the consumer, all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we talked about this during the previous conferences at DCA as well, which is that Cardlytics is constantly looking at ways in which we can deliver high value offers, right? Our mission is to make every single transaction a rewarding experience. And in order to do that, we need to provide the capability for our advertisers to provide offers, not just at the basket level, but at a particular product, right? Especially if you think about grocers that have low margin, it's important for us to give them that sort of capability. Secondly, we work with the top retailers, if not all of the top Fortune 500, you know, retailers that are there, and they've been asking for this capability. And in addition to that, we also work with CPGs, right, who use our bridge product for retail media solution called Ripple, but they do not currently participate in card-linked offers. But the primary driver here is to provide a delightful customer experience so that we, you know, customer, regardless of the modality of redemption, can come in and get a high-value offer.
So the customer experience change, and let me try and boil it down, and I'm probably going to get it wrong, but the customer experience change in part will be they may be able to see more offers from manufacturers, from brands, than they've been seeing before on the Cardlytics platform. Is that what you hope for or what you expect?
That's exactly right. Today, we are limited based on the fact that we can get to see transactions at the basket level, which means that we know that you spend $80 at Target, but we don't necessarily know what exactly you purchased within that basket. Right. So having something like the universal coupon as a standard allows us that capability.
In my case, it was strawberry Cheerios. And Target is the correct answer. We live in Minnesota. Like, there's a Target on every corner. But yeah, no, that's right. So this gives, you know, we mentioned attribution before, like, and I just mean the more granularity and accuracy, specificity of data is one advantage among many here. Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, look, I and Avinash, I'd love your thoughts on this, kind of from the Cardlytics perspective, but also would love to hear from Jeff and Brett too after you on. I wouldn't want to say we're early in the project. It's been going for several years, but we're at this kind of like the beginning is over with, and now that's the start of, you know, execution. You're getting out into the marketplace. So it's a key juncture. What do you expect 2025 kind of looks like, Avinash, in this initiative? What do you hope to accomplish next year?
We're absolutely excited to partner with the Coupon Bureau, and we're excited to see their adoption increase of this new standard. And I think 2025 is going to be a year of testing and learning, as Brett mentioned as well. And at Cardlytics, you know, we're going to be at the forefront in terms of providing CPGs and the retailers the necessary scale that they need for mass consumer adoption. And that's what we want to offer here. And to your audiences, I'll also do a plug, which is going into the DCA conference in October, we will also share a preview of the prototype of how this sort of experience would look like for a consumer as well. So people who are interested can attend the conference and find out more.
Terrific. Jeff, what's your 2025 look like? And then Brett, we'll finish with you. What's your view on what next year is going to kind of hold?
Yeah. So as we speak right now, we are kind of in the final stages of integration and testing with our first national large retailer. And I think that's going to set the stage for, we have a ton of pent up demand on the CPG side. 77 of the world's top CPGs are, you know, either have offers out already or actually building them. And once that fire hose is open with that first national retailer, that's really going to set us up for 2025 being really fast moving, I think, where we're learning a lot and things are coming at us from a lot of different angles with all these new CPGs with a tool to go national, not just what we've been doing up to date, which is like smaller regional retailers. So as that happens, you're going to see other retailers try to catch up really quickly once the first one's out there, because they're going to see it be successful. They're going to feel better about the CPG's commitment. So, you know, a couple more larger retailers next year are really going to add fuel to the fire. So we expect to be adding more gray hairs and having more fun in 2025.
Outstanding. Brett, 2025, what does it look like?
So I'm really excited about the expansion. I think that's going to occur in 2025. To Jeff's point, with our first national retailer coming online in the next 6 to 8 weeks, that will kind of break open that opportunity for CPGs to start distributing this content with this coupon mechanism. It will create that we all like to, you know, lovingly call FOMO with the other retailers so that their shoppers don't miss out, which will just start continuing to expand that footprint that will allow for the distribution of these coupons.
That's terrific. I'm a nerd for kind of fundamental economic, you know, innovation. And we had a roundtable at DCA roundtable yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, some very cutting edge stuff and some, you know, kind of, and things that are more theoretical than real. And all those things are important. And you guys are incorporating some technologies into what you do. But I think in a lot of ways, the most just valuable developments in a lot of markets are when you take an existing technology and you do some things with it that just fundamentally improve efficiency. You know, it just like fundamentally the things that are going to be possible here will be significant. And, you know, people will probably, I suppose you guys live in this world, they'll probably sort of take it for granted, like as if it has existed forever when they see it. But it hasn't. Right. Somebody had to do it. And you guys have been doing it, which is terrific. Well, look, I want to close by just saying thanks to this group because I think it's been a great conversation. And Avinash, as you point out, we're going to have an event in New York in October. We could talk a little bit more about it and people will learn more about it through Digital Commerce Alliance. And then Brett and Jeff, it sounds like you've got a still under wraps, but to be announced, very exciting launch that's going to take place nationally in the next, I don't know how long, soon. And so excited to hear more about that. Thanks to all three of you for being on today.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Commerce Code is sponsored by Pentadata, the all-in-one financial data API. Whether it is bank account data, credit card transaction data, or credit reports and credit scores, Pentadata has it all in one simple and easy-to-use API. With coverage of over 6,000 banks, over 200 million credit files, and 60 million merchants, you can get all the data you need for your apps at pentadatainc.com. Commerce Code is a bi-weekly podcast bringing you conversations with executives who are leading the way in digital commerce. If you like Commerce Code, your company should join the Digital Commerce Alliance and become part of our mission of advancing trade for good through standard setting, industry networking, conferences, and best practice sharing. Check out our website at www.digcomall.org. On behalf of DCA, have a great week.